He says, yet once more I'll shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this is verse 27. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things being shaken as of things that are made, so that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. So I have to ask the question, and I will ask it, which one are you? Are you chaff or a pillar in the temple of God, as the Lord promised to all overcomers? He says, to everyone who overcomes, I will make you a pillar in the temple of my God. You're either one of the two things. You're either a pillar that cannot be moved, or chaff. And God's promised the time, which I believe is here now. He's shaking this world. I picture this like a giant snow globe. Or like those old miners panning for gold. They got a little board and they shake it so that all the dirt and muck and everything of no value will fall away by the wayside. So that what is valuable may remain. That's what he's doing today. Again, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but heaven too. Now the Lord showed me that this is what's going on in the world here today as we speak. And the purposes for the shaking is also in this verse as well. If you see, he says, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken. So that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Which one are you? Are you chaff or are you unmovable here today? We're going to find out. We're going to find out here. So as a result of this shaking, we're seeing people's true colors out here today come to the surface. Or like shaking a charcoal fire. I remember back when I was a kid, long after my mother made dinner, and then you break out the marshmallows. So then you come up to it, right? And you jostle it a little. And all the dust falls off, and what's left? I hope that's you. That's a red hot ember and a coal. That's what he's doing here in this. He is shaking this like a charcoal pit fire. And if you are dust and chaff, you're going to fall by the wayside. If you're solid, if your faith is solid, if you are unmovable here today, then you will be glowing red like a coal. Fervent in spirit, on fire for God. Likewise, due to this shaking, we are now seeing people exposed for who they really are. For instance, number one, all the Jew haters out here today. It's everywhere you look, everywhere that you turn, and it's pure evil. And according to the naked eye, it doesn't make any sense what you see. But what we're seeing, remember, it's being initiated from above, not here. God is the one that's doing the shaking. That's why people out here cheer at seeing babies cut in half. It's not coming from here, it's coming from there. And when God does the shaking, everyone's spiritual condition is going to be exposed. Look at all the murderous hatred of Jews in the world. It's like Nazi Germany all over again. It's unbelievable to me, but I keep forgetting. It's not originating from here. It's originating from there. But no one understand that the hatred has always existed by these. I even heard Chris Christie say this the other day. It's like he broke into my office and stole my sermon. These guys have always hated Jews, but now that they've been shaken like a hornet's nest, now they're coming out of the woodwork. They've always existed. They've been like a sleeping giant. Like whoever that was, Napoleon, that said, don't ever wake these people up. It's the same thing here. Well, God's waking them up. God is shaking this snow globe, stirring up this hornet's nest, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Imagine if this hatred was happening to one of their protected groups out here today. Would the school and college presidents allow that to go unchecked like they do this? Entire nations have been exposed because scores of thousands and 10,000s in these nations are now exposed for who they truly are. Because God himself has stirred up this last great hornet's nest. Now back to my point. People are now being exposed for who they truly are. Second group, homosexuals and transvestites. The other day, a Baptist pastor was discovered to be a transvestite in his spare time. When confronted with this by his church, he said to his church, "It's none of your business what I do in my spare time." Well, can you imagine me saying that? No. What I do in my spare time is my own business. A leader like that, fallen like that, with no integrity. So then he did what naturally they do. He went out and killed himself. He proved the Bible true, James 1:15, that says sin, when it's finished with you, bringeth forth death. It'll use you like an old, I don't know what. And when it's done with you, it'll discard you. We see it all the time. God is shaking this globe so that what cannot be shaken may remain. We look at all this evil we don't understand. How can you say it is okay to murder children? And the answer is, again, hear me now. This is a spiritual problem you're seeing, not a worldly problem. It's a spiritual problem. It's deeper than what you see with the naked eye. People have been infected. While you guys are turning to 1 John chapter 4, verse 2, people have been infected. And they've been infected with a virus. They've been infected with a spiritual virus. I'm going to prove that to you now in the Word of God. The book of 1 John, it's way in the back of your Bibles if you're not sure. After Hebrews, James, and 1 and 2 Peter is 1 John chapter 4, verse 2. I love it. Mark's got his highlighter. It's made my day, brother. 1 John chapter 4, verse 2. Here it goes. By this you know the Spirit of God, colon. Every spirit that confesses. Now this is the spirit inside a person. He's not calling up Casper or Harvey. He's talking to the spirit inside of a man and inside of a woman. He's not talking to you to talk to someone you can't see. It's the spirit inside of a person. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses, again, there's that word, agree with God, homologeo, to confess something, you're agreeing with God. Every spirit, everyone, the spirit inside of you that agrees with God that Jesus Christ is Lord is of God. Every spirit, verse 3, every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ, or better yet, the Messiah, everyone who does not confess that the Messiah has come, and it's Jesus, is not of God. I'm in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Then he says this, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist. New King James has even capitalized the A, meaning it's a proper name for someone. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ, everyone who does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming. And now, look what it says now. It is already in the world. It's here now, and it has been here, and it's manifested itself in all these Jew haters out here, like Hitler and all these other people that hate the nation of Israel, that watch a baby get slaughtered, and they just don't care because they got this spiritual virus, you see. They're infected. This malignant spirit, like a cancer, is already here. Now, many have been infected. Now, they're being exposed. Infection's always been there. But now God comes along, and he starts shaking these coals up, you see. And this is what you see. And now you, snow globe resident, you have either one of two fathers here in this world. Either Jehovah God by adoption. Remember, we're heirs of God and we're joint heirs with Christ. If we suffer, let's not leave that part out. You're either an adopted son of Jehovah God, and by receiving his son, the Lord said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word and my father will love him and we will come to him and we will make our home with him. John 14:23. That promise is made for anyone who loves the Lord and who does what he says. You are an adopted son or daughter of God. That's your one option for a father. Now, if you find yourself with the wrong father, you can change that today. You can change fathers as long as it's still called today. Because the other alternative is John chapter 8, verse 44, which you can read later. It reads like this. The Lord speaking to the Jews, the Pharisees there, he says, you are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning. And he does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks from his own resources. The NIV says when he lies, he speaks his native language. For he is a liar. And he's the father of lies. Now, if Satan is your father, and you're seeing his peeps all over the world, if the devil is your father, and you've been infected, then you will have no choice but to believe what the Bible says about your future. We read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, speaking of your would-be father, if that's you. If you're out here and you hate the nation of Israel and you hate Jews like this and you cheer it on at seeing this going on here. 2 Thessalonians 2, 4, speaking of your would-be father, says this. It says he opposes, speaking of Satan, through the Antichrist. He opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So that is, I'm speaking to you, O hater of Israel. I'm doing some trash talking on you, daddy. I'm speaking to you. And you hear it on the radio or watch it on YouTube. I'm speaking to you. If you hate Israel, I'm speaking to you. I'm going to get into my crystal ball and I'm going to read you your future. Here it is. He opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. What a terrible future. If you have the devil's nature on the inside of you, then this verse is talking to you. If you are a Jew hater out here today, and if you're infected with this spirit, I'm talking to you. So all of this shaking going on is for you, so that you can see here today who your real enemy is. Or you can say, is it I? Is it I? Am I guilty of this? I pray the Lord would reveal this to you. Are you guilty of this? See, the good news is, again, you can change daddies today before you leave. You do not have to remain a child of the enemy. Now, the Lord Jesus said it, not me. He called Satan your father. You can change daddies today. You don't have to remain in this spiritual condition. All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You can change your position. You can change your eternal destiny today by calling on him. You don't have to remain what you are. Okay. We've looked at all the things which can be shaken. How about the opposite? How about, as the Lord put it, what cannot be shaken? How can you be unshakable? And the answer to that question is easy. The answer to that question is be grounded, be anchored, be secured, and be unmovable in Christ Jesus. Turn with me, please, Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. Matthew 13, 23. So you can see how close we are to going to Sonny's restaurant. We're up there. So don't get ready to eat until we get over to there somewhere. This was supposed to be a short sermon. Matthew 13, 23. The word of God says, the Lord Jesus speaking, he who receives seed, now the seed is the word of God. He is the sower. The seed is the word of God. He who receives seed, now I'm showing you how to have an unshakable faith, how to be unshakable in an evil world out here. I'm giving you the answer how to do this. He who received seed on good ground, that's your heart, your heart condition. How receptive are you to the word of God? That's what we're looking at. If you're receptive, all you got to do is just listen to what he said, take it to heart, and do what he says. That's all. You don't have to know Hebrew or Greek or have a PhD. You got to have ears to hear. He says, he who received the seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So the first thing is you hear the word. That is, you hear and you know and you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. How are we doing on that one? Right. You're off to a good start of having unshakable faith. You hear the word. The world responds, bah, you don't believe any of that stuff, do you? What do they say? Religion, they say religion is a crutch for weak people. It's your choice. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord? Has he saved you? Has he redeemed you? Are you a better person than you? Are you grateful that your sins have been obliterated by his blood? We read in the Bible, his spirit bears witness with mine that we're children of God. Have you ever had that happen to you in your life? I promise everyone, at least once in your life, you will know that you know that you know. Am I right, Les? That you're a Christian, that you belong to him. And that comes through hearing a word. Second thing he says is you understand it. That is, I'm lost without him, and I am hell bound without a deliverer, the only deliverer, the sinless deliverer whose blood was qualified and received to smash my sins to atoms. So you hear the word. You understand it. I'm lost without him. I'm hellbound. I am a sinner in need of grace. From the Jew hater to the homosexual to Paul Esposito, we're all the same. I'm no different than they are without him. The homosexual goes, oh, I was born that way. Okay, maybe you were, though I don't think that you were. But you were, but even worse, I was born the way that I was born. Unregenerate without him. So I even give it to you, even though it's not true. But I give it to you. All right, you were born that way. There's still hope for you, like there's hope for me, because I was born the way that I was born. And that is no better than anybody else. We're all the same. Three, he says, bears fruit and produces. That is, what are you doing with what he's given you? God has given you talents, be it finances, spiritual gifts, knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Having a working knowledge of this book is priceless. And it can change the world. Your knowledge, what you know about God. The unshakable Christian has received the word of God in good soil in your heart. That's what makes an unshakable Christian. Also, to be unshakable means to have an unshakable faith. A faith that doesn't cut bait and bail when it gets tough and when times get tough. Unshakable faith. Ephesians 4:14 tells us we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. That is, you believe one thing on Monday, you believe another thing on Wednesday. You're letting these fools and people turn you away from the one true faith. Don't be shaken with what you believe. Don't be shaken with what you know about Jesus. He's coming back again. And that's going to do it for today. Thanks for tuning in here today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Again, thanks for joining us. God bless you. I hope everyone has a blessed day today. I invite you to church this weekend where my sermon is going to take us to the Lord Jesus' return, Revelation chapter 19. And you're either going to return with him or he's coming back for you. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. It says he's coming back in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on all of those that don't know God. And on those that don't obey the gospel. That's my sermon this weekend. Love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. Thank you.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing.